Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy for the Crown Forklifts Encore range. Guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com. No risk, no worries.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Friday. Hello, Friday edition.
Hello.
Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy. Hello,
Dangerous Mick Malloy.
Dave. Mickey, how are we all?
Good.
Yeah, we're good. It's Friday, that's why.
Look forward to the weekend. There'll be a couple of knockoffs had tonight. Don't you worry about that. Before we get to that big show, Clown of the Week is up and running. And
oh, yeah, we got some big names coming up. Full as a gog, that's
sure,
true.
Sure, we love it. And a couple of very, very, top-line singers coming on our show today. Guy Sebastian, I'm hunting him down. I'm trying to get him.
Well, I'm nervous because I think you're going to seek his approval
to see if
he can manage you.
And
I don't know if
voice.
It's going to go your way.
That should be good.
Another fantastic singer, songwriter, Scott Darlow is coming on. He's got a great new song out.
He's a friend of the show.
He's a good guy.
Love the guy.
He is. He's
came
got
on
a new
our pub
song
crawl.
Out. Yeah.
He's a team
Ian
player.
Kenny.
A ripping fella. Gave me a cowbell. You know that?
Yeah, there it is.
I know
got
he did.
It here, right here.
He's a go-getter.
Ross
bloke.
Noble.
Oh, look out.
Oh, well,
Ross Noble.
Fun.
Always fun to talk to Ross. You never know where
cannot
it's going to go.
Wait.
Well, we just get along for the ride, basically.
Yeah,
we
right.
can review. Maddie Pots and Pans been so busy in there trying to get rid of
worker,
all the stuff
it?
That Mick does, really.
Yeah, well, we'll see how he goes. That should be a fun listen today. Song
it
Whispers
be.
Up. We'll take
That's
your calls.
That's busy.
We'll take your tweets. And what's your so you're at home and you're in your granny flat. Is it dark there?
What are you doing?
Why don't you put a light on or something?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Light?
Having
Into
a seance or something.
Dave?
Yeah.
I heard somebody say,
oh,
no.
My God.
Okay. Another delivery came today. It's a disco ball.
What?
A disco ball that you plug in. And
I didn't see
my
that
own
coming.
Disco
I
happening.
What's happening?
See,
What's wrong, Jane?
What's wrong?
Don't worry.
This is fun. This is fun. You just stick it in. It's just like a little plug.
Where are you going to take that?
Yeah,
I got two of them.
And what are you going to do? Like, just go, hey guys, anyone feel like a disco and turn all the lights
well,
out?
I'm always up for a disco, and I mean, you're mad if you don't.
You're one. You know what you are. You're a classic dancer around the handbag girl. You know the girls that go
I
out.
I am.
And they,
I really am. I'm always the last woman standing.
It's just that it's a $10,000 handbag, and you've got to be careful.
Oh,
someone
it is.
Doesn't steal it.
Don't, anyway, this arrived today.
What are you going to do with that?
I'm going to do Zoom calls because we're still in Zoom lockdown, and I'm going to have this on. See, look at how pretty it looks. I'll show you a photo, everybody, of what I'm doing. But
good.
I do have – it's an LED disco ball. You just plug it in. It's a USB plug-in.
Right.
And there you go. That's why it's so dark in here. I want to get the effects for you. There's my weekend. Give me the music. This is what I'm going to be doing.
You're in your granny flat with you.
Hello, everyone. Baby Burn. That's me this weekend.
Okay. If anyone that is a hammer and is in the region, another hit on the head could be.
All right, I'm going to put the lights up now.
Hey, that's pretty good. Hey, we opened a can of worms on this show yesterday when you started suggesting that men can't hang up washing.
Yeah.
Dave, you get paid out at home.
Well, they can't. Yeah. They can't do it properly.
I do it. My wife goes out and redoes it.
It's unbelievable.
Because there's a good way and a bad way.
What a waste.
It's treating you like a child.
Thank you. Yeah,
and what's your beef about what you're...
Because I don't hang them straight enough. They're not all together. So
who cares?
Socks...
As long as it's dry. Is
Thank
the sun
you.
Out?
Exactly. The bit of wind, sun,
Because
done.
Then when you bring them in, which is honestly usually the women, then they have to iron it. You just want it to be as uncreased as possible. You don't want peg marks in the shoulders or
they
in
have
the
to iron
bottom
it. You
of
just
T-shirts.
Pop them between your mattresses.
That's an idea.
It's a good idea, and it works.
That's,
well, there's another
fun.
One going on in this office today of what men apparently aren't very good at, and it's wrapping presents. And James has got a present for his girlfriend tonight. It's a celebration. He's trying to get a bit of...
I think so. That's what he's aiming for.
Please, don't speak like that. James is very young. I don't like you speaking like that about him.
And here we go. Whitney.
He's bought a present.
He bought a present, and Whitney won't let him wrap it, and she's wrapping it.
Yeah.
Well, fair enough.
Because men can't wrap presents.
Yeah.
Part of the excitement in getting a present, a gift, is the wrapping. It's something that it just makes you feel happy when you see something wrapped. It is. That's why I'm giving you the tip, guys. Wrap something beautifully, a bit of ribbon, a bit of zhuzh. We go, oh, instead of like, just don't hand it over.
She's got ribbon out. She's got ribbon out.
Oh, ribbon. Yeah, you will get some if you put a ribbon on it.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. On the present or?
Well, maybe a bit of both.
Dave, do you wrap your presents?
I usually do the Christmas presents on behalf of.
I didn't know that was being judged.
On behalf of Santa.
I didn't know the wrapping was being judged.
Yeah, I wouldn't do like really good stuff. No.
I told you when I was in London, I saw a guy I was with bought a fur coat out the back of a car in an alleyway.
Right.
Then went to Harrods, paid her £20 to wrap it there. I saw it on the morning, come out under the Christmas tree. Oh my God, it's Harrods. It was beautifully wrapped.
That's genius.
It is all in the mind. That's why you see that Tiffany's blue box. Ooh. Girls go, oh my God, it's from Tiffany's.
Go get the box.
You just need to get a blue box.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah.
Okay, we get the idea. When we come back, Clown of the Week.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Time.
And it's a big show ahead. Don't want to go anywhere. All thanks to Crown Forklifts, the Encore Range
Friday,
2.
Friday, baby, yes.
Guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com. Yeah, it's our Friday song,
come
The Cure.
On.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up this hour too, we're giving away that $10,000 Tempur mattress and another one next week to give away. So all our calls today are going to go on the draw to win the one next week.
Get involved. Yeah. You want to lie down on one of these. James should have got one for his girlfriend.
Well, that's true. It's a birthday.
Oh, it's a surprise present. So
yeah, by the way, I've just been informed that everything we just talked about may have been a surprise.
Oh.
That's okay. She'll be listening to her.
Oh, she's not expecting a present from her boyfriend? I mean, come on. Oh, you know she's getting something.
Lucy's her name, by the way. Happy birthday, Lucy.
Happy birthday, Lucy. You can do a lot better. So, anyway, we're going to get to Clown of the Week in just a moment.
Yes.
But we've
a can
touched
of worms
a nerve.
Has been opened.
Correct. Here we go again. Men can't wrap presents. Ryan, what say you?
This is an urban myth. Men can wrap presents.
Okay.
It's just got to come in some kind of box form, straight edges, square, rectangle, like a CD or a video or a slab, you know?
Well, a CD, a video, a slab, all my favourite things if you ever want to get me a present.
Okay.
Thank you.
But men are very, we were talking before, and Dave, you said that the day that they invented gift bags, was it you?
No, it was Mick, I think, was a big
was
gift.
Mick,
oh, no,
so
it
that was,
might have been Jay.
Jay said gift bags. I said hamper.
Oh, yeah, that's right. hamper's a great idea.
Hamper's a great.
It's all done for.
Or a gift voucher.
Fancy paper. Yeah.
Save the origami for the ladies.
That's right.
Jane, you've been a champion. Look at that present out there. Whitney's broken into a sweat.
Yeah.
You know, so
an amazing amount of work
into
that.
She's done it with care. It takes a lot of skill to wrap presents, I must say.
James will get drunk.
Girls do love
James will get drunk. It'll be a bad night. She'll throw the present back in his face.
Yeah, be a. No.
Don't say that. There's young love. Let's encourage them. All right.
Ryan's on the line. Oh, we had Ryan. We spoke to Ryan. Eddie, what's going on?
Afternoon, guys. Look, when it comes to wrapping presents, I'm as about as useless as a T-Rex folding towels, mate.
Okay, wiser.
Okay, you don't know what you're doing, do you? Straight lines. Is that it?
Oh, it's just one of those things growing up with sisters and having a mum around. Like,
yeah, you haven't had to do it.
There you go. Sisters and a mum says it all.
Mm. Yeah, what about when it's time to buy your sisters or your mum a present?
Oh, yeah.
Then what do you do?
I just go down to the local 7-Eleven and get a gift card now.
7-Eleven? Don't go mad.
Gift cards.
Gift card, yeah.
Oh, no, they have good gift cards at 7-Eleven.
But you can ask department stores. They do wrapping for you if you ask them, and sometimes you get a charge or whatever, but, you know, you get it done properly.
Yeah, with a bit of a huffy eye roll from the women behind the counter is my experience.
Thank you. Thanks, Eddie. Brad's on the line. Brad, we were talking about men apparently can't hang out clothes either. You've had experience in this department?
I'm very experienced because I was sacked and got in trouble because I used to hang five pairs of undies on one peg.
Well, that's clever.
Brad,
see,
you've
that's resourceful.
Me.
That's clever.
That is resourceful. Do they dry? Is my point.
Oh, I let them on there for a week.
Okay.
Would you pull them down one at a time as required?
As needed.
Would you wander out into the back garden in the nutty and just yank one off the...
Yeah, run to the line, grab one and have to unfold it too, probably because it's been in the sun and the weather, so a bit crispy.
It's a bit crispy. Oh, my God, Brad.
Guys,
what's going on with our audience?
Guys,
I love them.
With jocks could do that.
I love them.
Some of those bigger underpants.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Don't put me off me Friday.
You're real. Bog catchers.
I want to hear about bog catchers.
Hey.
Yeah.
I don't care what you do, just sunny side up. The way I like my underpants. Oh, hey, wow. Andrew. Andrew.
Still here, mate.
Yeah, what do you do? Oh, it's our first clown. Open the clown music. Here we go.
There are many contenders.
What a performance by Five Sauce.
Like a curry for the cup. Hey.
I don't sweat.
Sorry. But it can't always be this guy.
Really, it's a badge of honour, right?
Who will be...
Shut up.
Clown of the week.
It's Dave Reynolds, by the way.
God. Yeah.
Losing it.
Really sad.
Not getting it. Hey, Andrew, you may as well kick us off. Who do you want to clown right off the bat?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, I'm Dangerous Dave.
For what?
Why?
I'm wanting to clown Dangerous Dave because I'm saying about the shapes the other day.
Yeah, chips. Yeah, correct.
Yeah, nah, sorry. They're actually biscuits.
Are you ready to wave the white flag on this one, Dave? The consensus is it is a biscuit.
I mean, it's worldwide.
It does say it on the packet. Yeah, but as it was pointed out to us.
It's a biscuit.
It's in the chip family, isn't it?
It's not. It doesn't have potato in it. It's a biscuit made from wheat.
If you're putting out your salad, your salami river or whatever, you're putting out your chips with those.
Oh, how dare you. It's I don't chip add chips family. To my Saturday platter day. How dare you.
Saturday platter day? What, you wouldn't put a barbecue? You wouldn't put a little pile of your barbecue like, shapes?
I beg your pardon.
Wouldn't you?
No, I have bespoke crackers.
What about the drumsticks? Remember chicken drumsticks?
Yeah.
They won't be on my platters.
Why not?
I might get a rival platter going.
They're not fitting on my platters.
But can't you have like a separate bowl over there?
You can have a separate bowl for the playroom.
What about cheese sticks? You got cheese sticks? Would you put a cheese stick on there?
Well, I did when the children were in kindergarten.
Well, that's a go. Is there room for a pineapple ring?
On a ham steak and pineapple, maybe.
Yeah.
Hey, we're in clown at the moment.
Oh, okay,
are we?
Sure. Yeah, sure. Do you want to clown someone?
Time to do a few more.
Yeah. I'll tell you what we'll do. Yeah. Let's take a break. Yeah, come back and do them. 1-3-5-3. Get involved.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Scott Darlow is going to join us, and Guy Sebastian in the next few minutes as well.
Can't wait.
And Ross Noble in the second hour.
And Ross Noble. We are choco block for a Friday.
We're in the middle of clown of the week, by the way.
Now, who do we want to? Let's do it. She's a perennial favourite. How about Pauline Hanson?
She's gone out on a limb here.
Tried to pass a motion in Parliament, and I get so bored with this thing that all lives matter.
Her timing's unusual, let's say.
It's a terrible argument. We know it's all about. And a specific group in a specific area.
Let's
who need
have a listen.
Help. All right.
All lives matter. Be taken as formal.
Is there any objection to the motion being taken as formal? There is. Formality has been denied, Senator Hanson.
That is all over.
Bang.
Done.
Thanks for coming.
Thank
on.
Thank you, Pauline.
You
for
can
that
do better
really,
than that.
Insightful.
All right. What have you got, Jane?
Well, look, there's a few other things we're looking at, Clan, and Pete Evans has popped up on my radar because he was on 60 Minutes on Channel 9.
Was he?
Quite a mystifying interview. More mystifying is the fact that he did a 90-minute, he ran the camera himself for 90 minutes. But basically I'm clowning Pete for his conspiracy theories, one of them being this.
I'll just make this one statement. If I disappear or I have a frickin' weird accident, it wasn't an accident, okay?
So this guy's a chef.
If I disappear and have an accident, it's because I'm on a bender.
Right.
Don't try and contact.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense to me. This man is a chef, and wanted to be a chef, but he's very interesting. He loved Tony Robbins as a young man growing up. He was very ambitious, I have to say. But, mate, calm down. You're a chef.
Calm the farm, Evans. Hey,
you know, it's all right.
Yeah, Tony Robbins came out. He
and
was doing
one,
doing
that?
One of those speeches on memory. He had a book on memory and the power of memory. I've got a mate who went to get his book signed in a book signing and then went to the back of the queue and did it again. He goes, do you remember me?
Tony.
He had no idea. The guy, Tony Robbins says, get out.
That's good.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
There it is.
Okay. What about the Thai restaurant?
I love this story.
Okay. So there's two blokes in Thailand. They've been charged, and I think they're going to go to jail.
723 years in jail. They've come on.
Okay. Now, you know why I'm okay with this? Because it involves the word buffet, and I've told you,
how
appalled I am by buffets.
You don't like buffets? You don't like people in pyjamas
at buffets? I don't like people eating from buffets.
No.
Well, they promised the world. They promised a deal in Thailand. For $3, you could get a seafood buffet feast. Well, maybe they over-exaggerated that.
So we got the story?
No.
Oh, we don't. So can I just say this? So what they're doing, so you is they're selling vouchers.
Right.
They're collecting the money, but they've sold so many vouchers.
So they're raking in the dough. They're raking it in. And maybe a few people went to try this incredible $3 buffet. Yeah. There ain't no seafood for starters. Maybe that is a bit of an issue. Yeah. They were arrested for defrauding the public through false messages.
What a scam. Yeah. What a scam.
Jeez, I tell you what, they go hard on them.
Some people try and steal the Mona Lisa. Some people, the great bookie robberies, these guys. And,
that's tough.
And,
who else do you want to clown me?
The $3 buffet bandits.
That's right.
I love it. Who else do you
want? Well, what about the US military
for this is great.
Not copywriting the trademark Space Force and allowing Netflix to get it. Have we got it?
Yeah.
The new Netflix original comedy trademarked its rights to Space Force in multiple places, including Europe, Australia, and Mexico, while the Air Force only owns a pending application for registration in the U.S. This means the show has more confirmed trademarks than the U.S. military.
Okay, so that's ridiculous. With all the Space Force talk, he never...
Register the name, you idiots. They've got a flag.
I'm going to clown someone.
Who?
Well, it pains me to say this, but I'm going to clown Hamish Blake.
Hamish?
Because he got my hopes up, because it was my birthday during the week.
Yeah.
And Mick, you...
Oh, hang on.
Will you take that back right now and say my correct age of 46?
46, if you, you're 46.
Thank you very much.
1974, that's right.
1974.
Thank you. So, hey, you saw my face, Mick, didn't you? When
you were starting to hyperventilate. Yeah,
I was really beside myself. Can we just hear I thought was Dave Grohl?
Dave Eric Grohl, born January 14, 1969, Warren, Ohio.
Yeah. I knew that you would read your own Wikipedia when you introduced yourself.
American singer, songwriter, and multi instrumentalist. I've been dreaming of knowing a woman like you.
Dave, I'm sure in your past you've met a friend of mine who's just a great talent. He hosts, have you got the Lego show in the US?
Oh, yeah, love it. Really, really.
Yeah. It's a friend of mine called Hamish Blake.
Quick, flip to his Wikipedia page. Stuff out.
Okay,
it's a cool prank, and I think Hamish is better than that.
I don't like pranks, and it didn't go down well with me, but anyway. And can I just say, please don't go and seek out Dave Grohl on my behalf, because we have a connection that doesn't need any sort of stunt, give Jane a call.
It's called stalking. That's your connection. Right.
No, but it's clever stalking.
Yeah.
It's stalking
his lawyers describe it. okay, hey, I think we're in business. When we come back, are we going to have a chat to Scott Darlow?
Well, Guy Sebastian, I believe, is going to join. Yeah.
Yes.
From The Voice.
This chockers. Is a big moment for me. We're big chockers with singers.
Guy Sebastian is going to listen to Mick Molloy's cover, of Puddle of Mud's cover, of an original right after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Molloy.
I can't believe Michael Gudinski passed on my cover of Puddle of Mud's cover of Nirvana's cover of their own song about a girl.
Right. You can't believe it, can you?
That man knows nothing about music.
It would help if
Michael
Gudinski actually
knows a lot about music.
Yesterday's hero.
It would help if you could sing.
I can sing. And on that note, I think, not that I need any training, but I'm throwing my cap in the ring. And this is a late line call out to Guy Sebastian from The Voice, who I believe still has spots available. And I believe once he hears... Oh, what's so funny? You're laughing, are you, Jane?
Can we just introduce
The lead singer of Highly Strung's laughing it up. I feel I've got what it takes to take this country by storm. I think did Guy win...
he did, the first.
All right, settle down.
Jeez.
I thought Knowlesy was stiff, but I'll allow it. He's on the line now from, I'm guessing, sitting in one of those big comfy chairs on the set of The Voice. It's Guy Sebastian. Are you there, Guy?
G'day,
legend. I'm actually at home in one of the, I've installed one of those chairs.
So when someone brings you in a cup of tea or something, you just hit the button and turn around and grab you.
Yeah, I'm sure Jules really loves that, Guy, when you just just like press that buzzer and she brings you your slippers. Is that how it works, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Look, she's all about colour coordination. She reckons the red doesn't go with the rest of the house, but whatever.
Guy, I've been watching The Voice. Nice flanny, by the way, which is kind of my look. I feel you may have appropriated a certain image. But that, again, we're on the same page. It means we're in simpatico.
Look, I'm not surprised that you were that you're a Shannon fan. I could just sort of guess that you were more into Shannon than me.
Not true, Guy.
You and Shannon are both Adelaide boys, and Mick's got not a very good record in Adelaide, by the way.
There's been a few
court cases we won't go into.
Or the crazy horse,
Shannon's
to be specific.
He's had a couple of incidents over there, too.
Yes. You and I are similar in that we both could have been involved in boy bands at a younger age. We've got that look. You know what I mean?
I looked a bit munty when I was younger. You know, God for Idol. You know, on Idol, you had people like Susan Boyle, Wynn. You know, it sort of opened up the people.
I think Guy's saying that he reminds you of
Australia's male Susan Boyle.
I was a chubby afro head, weird looking kid who was embraced.
Adorable, that's what you were.
We've always embraced you, and I mean, from the minute that you stepped on stage, and I was obsessed and watching you, and you were a singing teacher at some stage, yes, in your career. Is that right?
I'd never ever had lessons growing up, music lessons. So while I was at uni, I was actually studying. Studying medical radiation, of all things, away from music as possible. But but I needed some cash, so I did a bit of singing teaching and sort of fluffed my way through.
Yeah, fluff, like pitch perfect.
Oh, fantastic. See if you can give some lessons to Kelly Rowland.
Guy,
we've got a bit of a dilemma, and that's why we're calling you today. And please, you know, pardon what's going to ensue from here. Mick has put out a song.
I want honest opinion. I want an unfettered, honest, because this is career making.
Okay. And it has been passed up by the great Michael Gudinski.
He told me to ring Dennis Hanlon.
Got very good ears, Gudinski.
Yeah.
He's good ears.
Right. He's good. Hey, but look, it's a cover of Puddle of Mud. Have you got the original there?
Yeah, this is Puddle of Mud. Now, seven in your life.
It's like he's on the can, isn't it?
It's
time.
Still hitting the notes. Keep on
with you. Okay, enough.
That's enough. That's Puddle of Mud. Are you familiar with the work of Puddle of Mud?
Yes. Can I just say, though, like brilliant song. Really great.
A massive song about a girl.
Well, the original, by Nirvana and sung by Kurt Cobain, yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah. And then that recording that you just played, it's not the best singing
it's strange.
Because to sound worse than that is a challenge.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? Guy, get your hand on your buzzer and have a listen and we'll talk about this at the end. And by the way, it's unplugged.
Yeah.
Basically, I went into the studio.
Thanks for the heads up, mate.
And is this cowbell version? Yes. It's cowbell version.
Is Mick's right, Guy. About a girl.
Standing in your life, I do hope you have the time. I do pick a number two. I do keep a right with you.
Wow.
I'll take advantage while you hang me
to
dry, but I can see you every night, Mickey.
Oh, God.
Don't hold back, Guy. You know, be honest.
Surely this is a stitcher. That's not your actual singing voice, surely.
It is. Answer me this question. How far would you have got into that before you hit the button? It would have been... when you hear me limp in with that first note...
I mean, Guy's professional. Look, don't waste his time.
Look, I don't know how I'm perceived... As one of the coaches, you know, there's usually like a nasty coach that's witty and, you know, and then there's the nice ones and the funny ones. And,
what are you, Guy?
I reckon that would probably turn me into the nasty coach. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't turn around. I'd go as far as saying I'd probably walk off. I'd do a Boy George walk off. And even further, I would... I'd probably quit. I would probably quit the show.
Well, so you'd be really flamboyant about it, a bit huffy.
You'd hit your ejector Stump. Button. Guy, who would be the best coach for me? Would you take me on yourself, or would you? Who would you?
Hey, Guy, wouldn't you want to see Boy George and Mick trying to get on together?
I reckon you and Boy would be good for each other.
Too.
Yeah, he can extract things out of people that I don't know how he does it.
We loving you.
You're going to be the guy who passed on this, remember. People will go, remember that time? You offered that.
Yeah.
Right. You are the best. Right. The Voice continues on Sunday at 7 p.m. on 9. It's just a ripper of a show. Yeah, so makes me cry every episode. Thanks for that,
too, by
the way.
She does cry every episode.
Honestly, there's some insane singing coming up, and I'll say it's going to be the best singing we've ever had on any Australian TV show ever.
Talk's a big game.
Hey, yes. Come on.
Honestly, not hyping this up for ratings.
We believe you, Guy Sebastian.
Just wait and see.
Right. If you're wrong, you have to coach Mick Malloy.
That's right.
That's what's going to happen.
Done.
Here's some fine singing.
The Voice continues Sunday, 7 p.m. on 9. Guy Sebastian there. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks, Guy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Ross Noble, he's going to join us in the second hour. Going to give away that $10,000 Tempur mattress as well. That's all coming up on Kennedy Malloy.
Now, a great friend of our show.
Top bloke.
Someone,
yes.
He's very special to us. I've sung with him, of course. But
you have. I have.
And it's our mate, Scott Darlow.
I've been on stage with Scotty. With Scotty on my pub crawl. Scotty came on the pub crawl.
You have indeed.
Gave my boys a boomerang.
Yeah.
I've been told they're not allowed to have it at school anymore. Okay.
He's a passionate Indigenous artist and ambassador for World Vision. And he's a singer, songwriter, and guitarist. And one of the best didge players around.
Yeah, bingo.
We want to welcome him to the show. G'day, Scotty. How are you going?
Hey, I'm going really well. Thanks so much for having me.
Scotty, love to have you back. And can I just say again, thank you for Jane Gets Into It. Thank you for my cowbell. It sits on my desk. I have it in my hand right now. It's from autographed by Michael
Scotty.
Roach.
Yeah.
And if you ever need me on tour, count me in.
Well, firstly, that is on like Donkey Kong, because there's never enough cowbell, so that's happening. And secondly, I was loving, I don't know what Guy Sebastian's on, I was loving your work in that
Thank
show.
You.
Oh, my God.
Thank
and
you.
I couldn't help but notice there was some cowbell in it, and I want to know if that was our cowbell that
our
got
cowbell.
On that track.
It was our
of
cowbell.
Of course it was, mate.
I'm wearing my more cowbell t-shirt today.
Yeah.
Come on.
Why are you doing that?
Pure coincidence.
Now, I've got to tell you, Scotty, you're a proud Indigenous man. You're a proud Yorta Yorta man.
Yep.
That's from Victoria. And you've recently put out a set of videos that are for schools around Australia, and you sent me some of these videos. You're a real bloke talking about Indigenous issues in such a great way that it should be mandatory on all school syllabuses. Can you just explain quickly what that's about?
Yeah, I'm so excited about that, Jane. I'm glad you brought it up, actually. So my background, I was a school teacher for a couple of years. And look, what I learned is when you lock one misbehaving kid in a cupboard for only an hour, they just won't have you back. No, that's a joke. I didn't really do that.
I thought I was going, oh, my God, where's he going?
No, that was a joke. But no, I ended up getting to a point after 2 years where, so a lot of things happened. My father passed away, unfortunately. He had some issues with alcohol and stuff, and it was one of those crossroad moments, you know, and I went, well, what am I passionate about? I don't really care about teaching kids English. What I'm passionate about is Aboriginal people. So I started going into high schools as an ex-teacher who's a musician, playing music, connecting with kids and talking about culture and reconciliation.
Yep.
And I've done that for over a decade now, and I love it, right? I do it 100 times a year in schools all over the world. Now, when the COVID situation unfolded, I sort of looked at it and went, well, that's my main passion is getting into schools. I can't do it because schools are shut. So I got together with my mate James, who's a filmmaker. He's an amazing filmmaker. And we started filming initially the first few videos, like the main sessions I do. But talking to the head of curriculum on my kids, I've got three kids, and to the curriculum head at their school, she goes, there's all this stuff that schools are supposed to teach in the national curriculum about First Nations education. They just don't cover it because they don't feel equipped. So we've been working with her to do a series of videos so that teachers and schools can actually teach this stuff with integrity and not being worried about saying the wrong thing. And
not being patronised and being spoken to by a dude who teenagers, young people can relate to, and that's what I take away from it. So
it's an obvious missing piece in this
really
whole
is.
Journey,
and
which is getting
to
educate
schools,
our kids at a young age and getting them on board.
That's true. And Scotty does it really well. Now, there's another something else you've done recently, which is really inspiring. And we're going to play this song now. And you've got together with someone. Well, this guy's pretty, let's just say.
He does all right.
This guy
he?
Can sing. He does all right from Birds of Tokyo, Ian Kenny. Tell us about the track that we're going to play now for the first time, I believe. Mm. This is your new single on Triple
Is this
M.
a debut? Is this a world premiere?
It is a world premiere, and we're very proud to be the first people to play this.
And Triple M have picked it up.
Yeah,
we have.
It's been added to the station,
Talk us through it, Scotty.
So this song's called You Can't See Black in the Dark. And it came about, I was talking to a mate of mine, Rusty, who he rang me up and he goes, "Hey, Darlo, the problem with Australia is that you can't see black in the dark." And we had this big, long conversation. I was like, wow, yeah, he's spot on. It's this whole idea that unless we're prepared to really educate ourselves, you know, one of the things that I notice from my school sessions all the time is teachers coming up going, "I never knew this stuff. We never got taught this stuff." And so I'm passionate about teaching that stuff. But also I think we've got to, as a nation and as a globe, go, it's my responsibility as a mature adult to be self-educated. Like, I've got to take responsibility for my education, and I need to know more about the country I live in.
All right. Now, this song you've recorded, this is hot off the press. You only sent me yesterday the final mix.
Yeah, we got the mix done, like, I'm talking 48 hours ago. Wow. Got mastered yesterday.
It's literally
piping hot. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I think it's
Scotty.
A really
so
important
proud.
Song.
Good
and we want all around Australia, all our regionals, everyone, to listen to this
listen
fantastic
up, people.
Song.
Yeah.
It's called You Can't See Black in the Dark. It's an amazing song by Scott Darlow, Ian Kenny. Here it is on Triple M.
It's available from iTunes now, and you can stream it on Spotify tomorrow. Thanks, Scott.
See you, Scotty.
Thanks, guys.
Scott Darlow with Ian Kenny. You can't see black in the dark.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Scott Darlow with Ian Kenny, first play ever. It's called You Can't See Black in the Dark on Kennedy Malloy.
It needs cowbell.
I am going.
I'll tell you what. Scotty will come in and do a live version.
That's great.
And you can
good
add
stuff,
your cowbell
Scotty.
Then.
So good. Well
good
done.
Stuff. Good song.
Thank you
good
very
bloke.
Much, guys.
And good chat.
Great
you need to get involved, people.
Yeah.
He'll be so much better for it. Mm. Hey, is it time to give away a certain mattress from a certain company?
Tempur. It's a $10,000 Tempur mattress pack, including the queen mattress. You've got the mattress protector, the adjustable base, the two Tempur pillows. Oh. Look, it is amazing. It supports and adapts to your body like nothing else. Worth $10,000.
NASA-style technology. Yeah. It's just the great... It is...
It's a yin and yang bed, too, because it's his and hers. Some like it up, some like it down.
Industry leader. I'm going to say it. There's no other bed in the same league as this thing. It's a game changer. It's a life changer. You're going to love yourself. We've whittled it down to a couple of calls.
We've got some finalists.
And we give it away to our one of our callers who contributes to our show. I think we've picked one out, haven't we? Have we got the call?
We have.
Play the call.
I just want to ask Shane, what is the nicest way to mention to my partner that she's sort of changing a little bit of shape?
Okay. You don't need to point it out. Put it on yourself. Say, I think I might have porked up a bit. And I'm going to go light for the next couple of weeks. Do you want to jump on board with me? And you just sort of, how about that?
Just Brad occasionally Cooper. Say something nice like, I really love you, you little fatty. You know what I mean? You go.
That's Phil.
That's Phil.
Hello,
he's on
Phil.
The line.
Phil.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Phil.
We're trying to get
Phil,
you out
did
of
you
tip.
Take our advice, first of all? Did you not tell her that she was looking a little bit, you know?
No, I took on board what you said, Jane. And
good
said
on
that,
you, Phil.
Well, the first thing you said, well, thank well, she knows.
And fair enough, I'm sure she did. But that doesn't matter because congratulations. It's a 10 grand. Ben,
I can't believe it.
It's so good.
I can't believe it.
Yes.
You know, she's only just rang me and said, where are you? And, like, I drive 120 k's to work every day and I'm in the middle of the farms. I'm almost home.
Phil. Well, at least when you get home now, you know, you've got a very comfortable bed, you've got a beautiful wife, and it's great for getting the job
Congratulations,
done.
Congratulations,
mate. You know, I'm buggered now, don't you?
Oh, no, that's all right.
Because she's going to ask me how I won it.
Well, we can't do everything.
you can work around that.
I would make something up personally.
Thank you.
Say it was a how much do I love my wife competition. Correct. I won it.
How beautiful is my wife competition? Yeah. That's what it was.
Good on you, Phil.
Good on you, Phil. Well done, buddy. We love you.
And thanks to Temper too. Another one to give
next
away next week on the show. I know. Another $10,000 mattress.
It is honestly the best. Can you imagine having that amazing bed in your house?
All right, thank you very much.
I
believe it's time for this.
Jay, the Song Whisperer.
All right, big fella.
All right.
Boot home our first hour. Synopsis, please.
This is a song about someone in a dead-end job who takes solace in the simple pleasure of spending time in Mother Nature. This is a song about someone in a dead-end job who takes solace in the simple pleasure of spending time in Mother Nature. This is a song about someone in a dead-end job who takes solace in the simple pleasure of spending time in Mother Nature.
Gone. You're on crack, Song Whisperer.
Guaranteed to go off.
Not since your haiku. Not since the haiku have you done my head in with a synopsis.
Dave,
this
I'm
is a song about someone in a dead-end job
it's
who
like
takes
Inception.
Solace in the simple pleasure of spending time in Mother Nature.
This is my guess. Is it Billy Joel, Piano Man?
Wow. Billy Joel.
Sing us a song, you're the piano man.
Someone in a dead-end job.
Sure is.
Who takes solace in the simple pleasures of spending time.
Was this ever a good song?
It was his first big hit.
Hey.
Well, it was. Was it ever a good song?
It feels like it.
He always ends the concerts with that one. That's his big ending.
Yeah. Could shake things up.
And what do you do? Do you stand up and sway?
Of course, I do. Get the cigarette lighter out.
Do you hold your cigarette lighter up?
Yeah.
Why would you have a cigarette lighter?
Well, you know, just for the encores only. Me and BJ. Yeah, I love it. That's not right, though, yeah?
No, it's not right.
I don't know.
Is it Nick Kershaw?
Oh, that's a great guess.
Spending time in Mother Nature.
Mother Nature.
Let the sun go down.
Not
correct. Heard that for a few years.
Kokomo.
Oh, my God.
No, it's not.
All right, 25-3, crack the code.
Yeah, Song Whisperer.
And you're in.
And coming up too, Ross Noble.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And what a cracking way to finish a cracking week. Ross Noble, minutes away. Strap yourself in, Australia.
Well, that'll be exciting. We also got, which I look forward to each week, Week in Review, which we'll look back on. What a week it's
Many
been.
Highlights.
Yeah.
Even in a short week, we've still got it. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with a Song Whisperer. He's gone all arty.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone all installation. He's
Artie,
gone all.
Yes, he has indeed.
Not since the haiku have you done my head in like this. Go, synopsis, please.
This is a song about someone in a dead end job who takes solace in the simple pleasure of spending time in Mother Nature. This is a song about someone in a dead end job who takes solace in the simple pleasure of spending time in Mother Nature. This is a song about someone in a dead end job who takes solace in the simple pleasure of spending time in Mother Nature.
We get it.
Yeah.
Not really.
Deja vu-ish.
Something deja vu.
Voulez-vous by ABBA.
Oh.
It's voulez-vous.
Don't ever correct me.
I will correct you time and time again. As long as I live.
All right. So anyone else want to take a punt before we go to the listeners?
No, I'm out. I have no idea.
Dangerous.
I gave you a punt.
I gave you Nick Kershaw before. That's as good as I've got.
Grant, what is it?
G'day, Mick. How are you?
Good. What is
Bow River, Cold Chisel.
Well, why would you say Bow River? Why?
Because it's repeated over and over.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. First thing I'll do, I'll be back in Bow River again and repeat.
I like the way you're thinking.
Is it an out-of-the-way place? Is that what you said? Wilderness?
Mother Nature. It's not called Chisel. It's a river.
It's not called Chisel.
Oh. Good call, though, Grant.
Well, you've got I like what he was thinking.
Got Grant all fizzed up and then dropped the boom.
Apologies.
Thanks for playing, Grant. Clint's on the line. Clint, what's your guess?
I reckon it's Echo Beach.
Echo Beach, Martha and the
Muffins.
Muffins, was it?
Echo Beach.
Far away. Oh, hang on. Well.
And again.
Far away.
Someone in a dead-end job.
And repeat.
from 9 to 5. I have to spend my time at work. The job is very boring. I'm an office clerk.
I have
You've
to spend my
clerk.
Time at
Bang, clinch.
My job is very boring. I'm an office clerk.
Singer Jane.
Okay, I think Martha's
the
doing a pretty good job.
The only time I get to spend my
Jane.
Time away is knowing I'll be back at Echo Beat someday.
Hey, congratulations, Clint. You've got some high-end wines, a case of wines from Victoria's Mornington Peninsula, ocean8.com.
What about, do you reckon there is a place called Echo Beach?
Has to be.
Yes, there is a place.
Where?
America,
there is one in Indonesia, I believe.
Absolutely.
Right.
What goes on there?
Yeah.
People go to the beach. Is there a sunset
let's just say,
to
don't mention
song.
Mystique.
Is it?
A bit similar.
Right. There's a far
is it
away
a bit similar
place.
Similar but Asian.
Far, far away in time. Mm. Far away in.
So we play
All
the song?
Right. Let's hear it.
Please.
Let's get it on. Song Whisperer next. Back next
Give
week.
Give me an atlas. I want to find Echo Beach.
Okay.
I'm going. I'm going to go.
All right. And your budgie smugglers?
Yep.
All right. Look out, ladies. All right. This is Martha and the Muffins. Up next, Ross Noble.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Always an air of excitement when we get joined on the show by the great Ross Noble. Ross, where are you calling from right now?
It's time to go live, Kenneth
Bunker. It's time to go live. He's
in the bunker. Ladies and gentlemen.
That's my music.
I love it.
Yeah,
love it.
Baby.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I've boarded up the bunker.
What?
I've filled it in. The bunker's no more. Because
why not?
Well, basically, I just thought, you know, the world doesn't need another white man hiding in a bunker, do they?
You shouldn't board it up. It should be roped off like Graceland's.
Yeah.
And have tours through
yes,
there. You can go and see where all the magic happens.
You know what? There's not enough roping off of things nowadays. You know, it used to be quite popular, didn't it? You
I
know?
Love it. As soon as something's roped off, your interest is peaked.
Yeah,
you
right.
go, I want to go in.
Yeah.
If there's a VIP section at some kind of party or at some kind of bar,
what's
you
happening?
Go, oh, what's happening behind the velvet ropes?
Got to get in.
Yeah.
I love that intro, Ross. Is that some young people familiar to you doing that?
You know what that is? That is Acid Brass. It's a whole album of acid house music done by brass bands in the UK.
Wow!
So I'd like to say it was young people's music, but no, it's old people's music with a twist. Now, here's the thing, right? On the subject of the you said the roped off area and stuff. I got one of my favourite ever. Like I'm fond of killing time, and I'm fond of a practical joke, right?
Yeah.
So myself and a friend of mine, I was doing some gigs in South Africa, and one of me mates said, "Well, let's go to Robben Island, right? Robben Island, of course, the home. It wasn't his home. Nelson Mandela was imprisoned at Robben Island.
Understood.
Robben Island, yes."
So we'd done the day, we'd looked around, and we had a wander back, and we were waiting for the boat to pick us up to take us back. And there was, you know, those things, you know, the things you get in like airports and banks where there are sort of an extendable to clear the queue. You know, I don't know what you call them. They've got like a fabric-y thing.
Oh yeah,
so
you
there
pull
was,
them out.
Yeah.
It was off season, right? So there wasn't that many people. So there was about 100 of these all lined up next to the side there. And we walked down and thought, it's a shame not to do this. So while we were waiting, we set up this a queuing system, but we made it zigzag and then we made it go round back up itself.
It's like a maze. You couldn't get out.
Exactly. Yes. And we sat there in the sunshine watching a lot of Brits who love to queue just walking up and back and around.
Oh, having a laugh.
You know, and you know what? I like to think that's what Nelson Mandela would have wanted.
He would be proud of you. I want to talk about your podcast. The Ross Noble podcast, you deconstruct and dissect music clips. Give me a typical example of a clip and how you would approach it in terms of analysis.
Well, the one we've got coming up is, so what we've been doing is we do an old classic clip and then we do like a modern one. So we did Blinding Lights by The Weeknd.
Yes.
Popular.
Right. Yeah,
popular dance, yes.
And what do you make of that? What was your academic appraisal of his clip?
The main thing is that towards the start of it, he lunges towards a pigeon. he's walking down the street and he just lunges.
Why?
He lunges at the pigeon.
I don't know.
And basically most of the deconstruction is basically us trying to work out whether he lunged or he lurched. That's one. And then we've got the one that's coming out today is have you ever seen the video for Cliff Richard's song Wired for Sound?
Oh, yes, yeah. He's on roller skates.
Ahead of his time. It was exactly. A masterpiece.
So, I love that song.
Yeah, well, if you want to hear somebody deconstruct a video.
Ross.
Can I say, you mentioned the pigeon. We had a fantastic conversation on our show yesterday about the flamingo. And I'd be interested in your thoughts. I say it's a design flaw. I'd say it's one of the most poorly constructed birds in the jungle. For a start, it's pink and the jungle's green. I'm here. It's got long legs.
Showy.
Right. It's showy. Yeah. And then it's got feathers. Then it's got a reverse beak that you have to put your head down backwards to get in the water. I mean,
skinny legs.
Whoever designed that's had a couple. It's not a silky idea, is it?
Well, I mean, my favourite fact about the flamingo is the reason they're pink is because they eat because their food's pink, and they eat
what are they eating?
Things.
You're correct.
Like,
you're correct.
Yeah, like shrimp. So the more they eat, the pinker they get. So
if they had a potato, they would turn white. Is that what you're saying?
All I'm saying is, why don't you just put a bit of money up and feed them Guinness? You know, because they're basically associated with Guinness, aren't they? But I would put forward that if the toucan stopped drinking Guinness, they'd turn into a flamingo.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Now, Here's another bit of high jinks I once had with a flamingo is this. In my hometown in Newcastle, there's a hunting shop, right? And you know you get those decoy. You get like a decoy duck, and you put the duck down, and the other birds say, and they're attracted.
Yeah, it has that weird noise.
Yeah,
and in the hunting shop in my hometown, which is not noted for its tropical birds, they've got a plastic in the window for years, a plastic flamingo. Now, I can only guess that either they were like, they ordered a load of decoy birds and they went, oh, stick a flamingo in there. or there's genuinely people in the northeast of England
who are hunting
flamingos.
It's a big one down at the taxidermist. Someone walks in with a flamingo. Here's one for you, which you may not or may not know. One of our callers told us.
Yeah.
Two flamingos in the front garden, i.e. the flamingo statue, indicates swinging good hair.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
And you'd want to know that before you put two flamingos up in your front garden.
I mean,
in case.
Very difficult for any swingers in my hometown. They put the two flamingos in the garden. The next thing, people are shooting at them. That's going to be confusing.
You know what? I want to see a couple of flamingos out the front of the bunker. Okay, just let me know when you
just be careful.
Just a roped off neck around the place. I always thought that because in the UK the word on the street for the swingers was pampas grass.
Oh, what? You know what's that?
Pampas grass. It's like a sort of it's hard.
Sharp
like
leaves. Yeah, massive.
Yeah. And also, I tell you what, I mean, like I visited Africa and there's a a lot of swingers over there. I mean,
there's a lot of swinging going on the Serengeti.
A lot of swingers in Africa. Oh my God!
And that gives me a great excuse when I went into that village, and I just
this wasn't on Robben Island, was it?
Don't put the flamingos out the front.
I'm starting to understand what Toto were on about all these years ago.
Exactly.
Hey, your podcast is the Ross Noble podcast, and that sounds bloody brilliant. Yeah. And I will be tuning into that. And you've done a film or something?
Yeah. So I've got I've just released a series of shows, live shows, which you can go to. There's a theatre in London called the Soho Theatre.
Yep, I know it. Yeah. The new Soho Theatre.
Beautiful.
And you can, and this is on demand, comedy shows and comedy master classes. I might take one. That'd be good.
How excellent.
Under your Yoda-like training.
You can, oh, I'm not doing a master class, I'm just doing the shows, but you can download them, and then what we're doing is that half of, like, any money that I make off it, half of it is going to charity.
Good on you, bro.
That helps people in the theatre that need, you know.
Well,
that
they're in dire straits. So,
good on you, Ross. Always a pleasure to catch up. Go back and open that bunker, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, take care.
The great Ross Noble. Kennedy Malloy.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
What a great week it's been on
a
the show.
A short week, but a great week.
It has indeed. Big thanks to Matt Dower on the Pots and Pans. Maddie. Does an amazing
Definitely
job.
Thanks, Maddie.
He's my producer now, too.
Oh, that's You're right.
He's producer and managing me and my singing career.
He's a big cigar smoker now.
He's a cigar chomping, hat wearing.
He's done a great job. Well, he puts together our week in review, and here it is on Kennedy Malloy.
We started the short week with birthday celebrations for Jane and Mick adding this thoughtful personal touch.
I got some beautiful flowers.
Wow. That's right, the flowers. Yes.
Oh, you had nothing to do with it.
Yes, one of my favourite flowers, Mick.
Chameleons.
Lipstick.
Carnations.
Yeah.
I love peonies, and there's some in there.
Dandelions.
Our show fave sent in messages, including this huge get from Hamish Blake's contacts book.
Hey, what's going on? This is celebrity musician Dave Grohl. Just want to give a shout out to my favorite girl, Jane Kennedy. Happy birthday. Sorry, just a couple of baby Grohls yelling in the background. They're great kids, but they don't understand. What if I'm not jamming, I'm doing happy birthday messages for chicks that I did.
And Dave didn't stop there, making a call later into the show.
Ever since I was a young boy in Warren, Ohio, son of teacher Virginia Jean, me Hanlon, and news writer Jane Harper Grohl, I've been dreaming of knowing a woman like you.
Dave, I'm sure in your past you've met a friend of mine, Hamish Blake.
Quick, flip to his Wikipedia page.
Merrick Watts had the tough task of following on afterwards.
Even if I was coming on after a Dave Grohl impersonator, it would still be a huge step down. We're in inception of disappointment now.
Dr. Chris Brown had also pulled some strings with his connections.
Your birthday message from the Silverback Canyon. Misses you greatly. This is his foreplay.
I beg your pardon.
He's luring you in now. He's just leading up to the big finish here.
Is that a big finish? Now, if that is a real Silverback.
That was not Hamish Blake. Admittedly, I did steal that audio off a BBC documentary.
Oh, my God, I knew it.
An all-new Big Brother returned to our screens.
The voice now of Big Brother. We were so familiar with it when it was on 10 years ago.
Give them a high five. I won't accept a weak slap.
We need a Big Brother on this show, don't you think?
This is Big Brother. Jane, happy birthday. You only turned 60 once.
That is a rubbish.
I'll have a word in the break.
Jane revealed the song that stuck in her head.
Just lately. It's Del Braithwaite's new song. I've been writing love songs. It's great.
That song doesn't even get stuck in Daryl Braithwaite's head.
Dave O'Neill joined us.
Yeah, I get Mambo number 5 stuck in my head. Oh. Hey, here we go. A little
bit of rain. Mick had some big news out of...
Where do the Danish come from?
Denmark.
All right, from Denmark. So the Danish scientists have created a robot that can take your COVID swab. Have a listen.
Okay, nice and wide, just be a jiffy.
Exterminate. Well, I'm not going to let it check my prostate.
This song whisperer guest from Kola Werner...
I think it's Nickelback Rockstar.
...set off this somewhat bizarre discussion.
You have an accent. Where is it from?
South African.
I love a man with a South African accent.
Is it South African?
Let me tell you.
It gets a little Indian at times.
I love it.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
We're in a like Bill or like Pete over here.
Well, it's like Mickey.
There was Werner Kempora. He was the guy from Hogan's Heroes. That was Colonel Klink, I think, from MMA.
I don't think we do that. He was German.
The actor's name was Werner. No, you're talking about is Werner a common name?
Historian.
The actor from Hogan's Heroes.
Get all huffy.
Who played Colonel Klink.
Tom Gleason's maintaining the Aussie spirit during the pandemic.
You're still working from home, so you did a yard chat. Is that correct?
Yes, you know, I could just do hard chat and I could do it over a satellite like, you know, normal, but I just can't be asked.
But the topic that got everyone fired up this week.
Barbecue shape, is it a biscuit or is it a chip?
It's a chip.
What's a crouton?
What's a crust?
What about a crack?
That's a chip.
It's not
How
a chip.
How dare you?
A crack is a chip.
Do you think the wrinkles are good?
Chip. They're not wrinkles.
Crinkle cut.
Crinkle.
Crinkles.
Crinkle.
Who's buying water crackers?
I buy water crackers. I put them on my Saturday's Platter Day.
Saturday's Platter Day. Out come the water crackers.
And the only way to settle the great biscuit or chip debate was to hit the phones.
Leanne.
Well, there's only two things that are chips, and that is corn chips and potato chips. Everything else is a biscuit.
Sweet potato. You can get those.
What?
Chips.
If they're in a packet. Dangerous. You are totally wrong when it comes
Leanne,
to
you've got to blow a foofa valve. Bernie, what do you got?
Now, a chip is hot. A crisp is a chip.
Yes.
A biscuit is sweet.
Thank you.
And a chip is a cracker.
Oh, my God.
Somebody
you
has
studied this at university.
Well
that's
done,
not
Bert.
Bad.
All right. Bernie, you're a winner then. That.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
All thanks to the Crown Forklifts Encore range.
Yeah,
it's guaranteed
baby.
Reliability, superior quality. You can check them out at crown.com.
I'm a huge fan of these Crown Forklifts.
Yeah.
The
yeah,
Encore
Mickey.
Range.
That's it.
How exciting and la-di-da.
It's a great name, isn't it?
Yes.
I love the name Encore. It's like, and it's very clever, isn't it?
Hmm. It's what they've done is amazing. Yeah. They're given a cuddle. To the Crown Forklift, renewed renovated
they shushed it up.
And then gone, check this out. Check the grunt under the bonnet and off
just
it goes.
Just like brand new.
Yeah.
It is the best in the business. I love them. The look is huge. They are awesome.
Yeah.
When are those companies you associate with what they sell?
Oh, absolutely. You know it.
You say Crown, I say Crown Forklift.
Well, they've been in Australia for over 50 years, and they're so recognisable, the name Crown. Let's hear the beautiful song, shall we?
There is nothing like a crown. I put this on in the boudoir.
And
putting it down. There'll be a bit of crown action tonight.
Now you might
picking
get some crown action
and
tonight.
Putting it down.
Geez, that sounds
see,
cool.
It's the baritone that goes straight through me. Be very careful.
This gave
careful.
Me shivers just then. It's like
come
you were
on.
Singing it live.
Come
putting
on.
Me down.
All right.
Crown
come
is,
on, it's a Friday.
I am going to go bonkers tonight. Crown jingle will help me. It's all going to be fun. Seriously, go down and check this out. It comes with a new
car. It's guaranteed reliability, isn't it, Mickey?
Look, if you need a forklift, just don't bother with
and who doesn't
else.
Need a forklift?
Exactly.
I want one too.
If I had a Crown forklift, I'd put the bins out every night with the...
Everyone's a winner.
I'd bring the lunch in to work in the
forklift.
It's very easy to check them out at crown.com. How simple is that?
Go and do it. Do yourself a favour. If you need to move anything, if you need to pick anything up and put it down...
Well, even like you.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'd be able to pick you up in a crown. Mate, I mean, they're powerful.
That's right. It.
Pop me in the bath. You've got to pop me in the bath.
All right, well done, Crown.
There is nothing like Crown.
Oh, yeah.
Picking it up and putting it down.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, if you missed any of today's show, what you can do is grab the podcast catch-up through kennedymalloy.com.au.
How's the podcast going?
Oh, we've had millions of downloads this year. I think we're leading
the network.
Are we
beating Hamish and Andy? Because that's all I care about.
I'll check those numbers.
I'm sure we are.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
The numbers are fuzzy. The numbers are fuzzy.
I never can get a grip on numbers for podcasts, but I trust it.
We're doing
well. We're doing very well.
Everyone's happy.
Everyone's happy.
Yeah, hey, Jane, you know what tomorrow is, don't you?
Oh, well, you're asking me? Yeah, I do know what tomorrow is.
It's
Saturday.
What are you working on?
In this Kennedy-Sitch household.
Are you going to get planning permission from the council to put together a platter or
river of salami?
I have to go to the market tomorrow morning to get a fresh batch of Dauphinois brie.
I'll see you there. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go down earlier and clean them out of Dauphinois.
And then
you're going to have to come to me.
Oh,
be like a
really?
Mogul.
You wouldn't know how to present it. You wouldn't know that it has to come to room temperature.
I know how to present cheese. It's simple. Sticks. Do it in sticks.
Yeah.
And slices in plastic.
Sticks.
That is
slice it and put it in plastic or cube it. That's your
symbol.
There you are. Yeah.
Or cube it.
Cubes. Oh. Cheese cubes.
Chuck it on a Jats cracker.
Do you know there is
done?
Instagram. I follow people on Instagram on platters. I'm obsessed. And I've got to do my river of salami as well.
Oh. What about a river of Frankfurt.
A pond That's what of I would Frankfurt. Have. It's a pond of Frankfurt.
What do you mean? Is it?
It's a river of salami and a pond. Frankfurts all sort of congregate together.
Now I'm just imagining going for a dip in a pond
of
Frankfurt.
Oh, you like that.
Off the high board.
Cocktail Mickey. Frankfurt. Hey, have a good weekend, everybody. It is
you
a weekend.
You too.
And we've got big show
I hope your team doesn't
week.
Lose by too much.
Yeah.
Because
Hey, well, this is the person who had a draw. Yeah, great. Draws are so satisfying.
Take the points.
Not a draw.
Put us into the finals.
Hey, next week on the show, Cameron Daddo is going to join us. Kitty Flanagan. Yeah. Great. Adam Rosenbach, Nick Cody, Lee Sales. It'll be a huge week. Enjoy your weekend. Talk to you Monday. Kennedy Malloy.
Another Kennedy Malloy catch-up done and dusted for the Crown Forklifts Encore range. Guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com. No risk, no worries.